In Romans chapter 1, verse 4, Paul continues to write that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead. So think about that word declared, and think of it this way. The resurrection isn't just a miracle, it's a megaphone. It's God shouting, "This is my Son." Before the resurrection, Jesus showed his humility. He wept. He walked on this earth. He bled. But through the resurrection, Jesus has shown as the King with power, risen in glory, vindicated as the Lord. So the empty tomb isn't just some footnote to a story. It is the major evidence. It's the announcement that death is dead, that sin has lost, that Jesus reigns. So you don't serve a dead hero, you serve a risen King. Which can lead us to pray something like this: Risen Lord, let your resurrection power fuel my faith and remind me that you reign over everything. Here are two peoples to be praying for today: Tommy and Sarah Rose and their family, our missionaries in Mexico, and also the Pagolo LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And here's the final word: the cross shows Jesus' love. The empty tomb shows his power. And together they both declare that Jesus is Lord.